Now, there's an Easter Sunday service with a bit of a difference taking place in Bradford tonight. Reverend Graham Dunn from the South Bradford Methodist Circuit is swapping the pulpit for the pub. He's hosting a beer and hymn service at the Bradford Brewery. It marks the start of a weekly residency for the Reverend. Yeah, residency. That's what I call it. We'll be on hand to chat to locals there every Monday. So we sent our reporter Jenny Ells to meet him over a pint to find out more about the holy orders being called this evening.
So a vicar walks into a bar. It sounds like the start of a bad joke, doesn't it? But here at Bradford Brewery, Reverend Graham Dutton will not just be walking into the bar, he's more like taking over it, with a hymn service to celebrate Easter, one of the most important dates of the Christian calendar.
We're going to start off with just a very short prayer and just a really short piece of scripture that explains something about Easter. And then we're just into five hymns that are the ones that you might remember from Sunday school or school assemblies. Those kind of really well-known big hymns that you used to love singing. And then after that, we've got just a break while I bless some of the beer barrels, giving thanks for God's creation to us, for the skill that's gone into creating beer, and kind of making the point that actually pubs are about creating community, and that there's something within that for all of us, actually about being responsible in that too. So we give thanks for the gifts that God has given us, but that we make sure that we're responsible and we look after each other as we share those things. And then we're back into some more of the big hymns, ending with one of the great Easter hymns, Thine Be the Glory. So hopefully everyone will have a chance to have a really good big sing-along. And really excited about it. We've got busloads coming from churches, so just hoping we can all fit in.
So giving praise over a pint, it's quite an unusual concept, isn't it? What made you think, right, here, Bradford Brewery, and now's about time, especially Easter, to kick all this off?
I think that there's loads of stuff happening in Bradford at the moment, and the story of Easter is one that is all about death and rebirth. Easter is my favourite day of the year, and it's my favourite because of the journey that we take to get there. So we journey through all of the pain and the hurt of Good Friday, the sorrow of seeing Christ on the cross. And Easter Sunday wouldn't mean anything if we didn't have to go through that first. It's that sheer outpouring of absolute joy that Christ comes back to life for us, that he's risen again for everybody. And it's that joy, really, that I'm hoping that we find here in the community at the brewery. And it's something that mirrors, I think, what's happening in Bradford at the moment. Bradford has been through some really difficult times. There have been moments where I'm fairly sure people will have looked at the city centre and in despair, really. But things new are happening. There are signs of hope and new life. And community is being rebuilt here in the city centre. And Bradford Brewery is a really strong part of that. There are people here that have worked incredibly hard to make sure that something new can happen and that it can draw people together from everywhere across the city. So this isn't something that's just for the church, it's for anybody who has any faith or no faith at all. We just want to be able to celebrate together and give thanks for the community that we're part of.
And you're going to become a bit more of a permanent resident, aren't you, from the 13th of April? You'll be almost a permanent fixture at the bar.
Yeah, that's right. When I was growing up, I used to work in pubs and found that quite a lot of the time, people talk after a pint or two. And actually, being in a pub, being amongst people, being where people are, as a minister, that's got to be key to actually helping communities to deal with big issues, big problems, to deal with personal pain and hurt, and to actually have somebody on hand that might be able to hopefully help people through that, to guide them through some of those difficulties. I think, again, it is about being part of that community. So I wanted just to be able to offer myself in the role that I have as a Methodist minister, to be able to be here and talk with people and just to try and help folk so they know that there's somebody that they can talk to and somebody who's going to pray for them.
And there's obviously a good excuse for a pint of beer as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And the good thing about being in a brewery, particularly this brewery, is you know it's going to be good.